If you're just joining us, this is Weekends on All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jackie Lydon. And to a story now that comes to us from Georgia, where every Sunday, a group of 35 students meets at an undisclosed location to study. The students are undocumented and banned from attending some of the most prestigious colleges in the state. Georgia is one of three states that bars undocumented students from attending schools, but NPR's Kathy Lohr reports a group of professors at the University of Georgia has created a fledgling school to provide a place for students to learn.
They call it Freedom University, named after the school set up during the Civil Rights era to teach African Americans in the Deep South. University of Georgia history professor Pam Vogel is one of the volunteer instructors.
And they really do see this as a civil rights struggle. They are being excluded from higher education, and so we went with that as part of that kind of tribute to that prior struggle.
The school came about after Georgia legislators passed a bill to ban undocumented students from attending the top five universities in the state. The law also requires these students to pay out-of-state tuition at other public colleges. Students began protesting on campuses and at the state capitol. But Professor Vogel says students wanted to do more than just protest.
What the undocumented students were saying is, we want to be in a classroom. How you could really help as professors is to offer courses.
I think we've got about five more minutes. If you're not on that fourth question, you definitely want to get there.
On a recent weekend, Vogel engages the class by staging a debate about Porfirio Diaz, a Mexican dictator who ruled for 35 years. The students are gathered in a tiny basement classroom in Athens, Georgia. But the kids don't mind. Many want to be part of the discussion, like Martin Lopez Galicia.
I think what his basic ideology was, he wanted to have Mexico be a competitor, and he did whatever he had to do in order to do that.
Martin is 21. He's lived in the U.S. since he was 4 years old.
I don't really have a good memory of that, you know, time in my life. They're almost like figments of dreams where you can kind of pick up on your history.
Martin knew as a teen that he was undocumented. He graduated from high school and took a few classes at a junior college. But after enrolling, he was asked to pay an additional $2,000 in out-of-state tuition, so he had to drop out.
I said, holy smokes, you know, that's a lot of money. It becomes a very demoralizing sense when you look at the institutions and how they're treating people.
Martin wants a college degree and in the meantime is applying for deferred status under the Obama administration's recent executive action. Last June, the president announced the new process to give a 2-year work visa to some undocumented young people. Latino groups have been holding information sessions across the community. Another Freedom U student, Giovanni Diaz, gets help filling out his application.
Date of birth is 6/30/91, right? So, page 2.
Giovanni says he hopes he'll be among those who get the new visa, but he's skeptical of the policy.
It could be political. Obama could be trying to reel in the Latino vote. Receive that Latino vote, say, hey, I'm doing this, vote for me.
Freedom University professors have cautioned that the change does not address education. Lorja Garcia Pena is among them.
It allows people to apply to not be deported right now. It does not solve the problem for our undocumented dreamers.
Those who fought to pass the restrictions say only legal residents should be allowed to attend public schools. Earlier this year, State Senator Barry Loudermilk lobbied for a measure that would have expanded the current ban from five universities to all public colleges.
We have to be responsible with taxpayer dollars. We also have to ensure that these seats that are available in our colleges and universities are there for our citizens, students, and legal foreign students that have come into this nation looking for a better education. They've done so legally, and they want to get a seat at the table.
The Georgia Board of Regents says it will follow the law. A spokesman says the government's deferred action program does not mean that undocumented students will now be considered U.S. residents. In Atlanta, Martin Lopez Galicia returns to his parents' home after class and after working with his father as a day laborer. Posters of Led Zeppelin hang on the wall. So do the honor medals Martin earned in high school.
Because of the ban and because of all of these negative things, something was able to spawn from this, and that was Freedom University. It should be a given right to be educated, you know?
Martin and others here know they're not getting credit for classes, but they hope their time at Freedom University will prepare them for courses at a real college. Since last year, 6 students have received private scholarships at out-of-state schools. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Atlanta.